Let's say that you're at a family gathering and your dad says something totally off the wall, drives you nuts, and you want to speak up, and then you have that moment of choice. What do you do? Do you speak up or not speak up? You feel trapped, you feel fearful, and you can hear yourself muttering, "Oh, what's the use?" And so you shut your mouth. You don't say anything. But that fire in your mind that got you upset has turned into a thick smoke. You feel beaten. You feel depressed. And you want to stop. You do want to reflect and ask yourself the question, not, "Oh, what's the use?" but "What is the use of speaking up for myself?" Whether it's with your father, maybe a wife or a husband or partner, or with your kids, or with politicians who disagree with you, what difference would it make in your life if you give yourself an assertive voice? I don't mean an off-the-wall, losing it, out-of-control voice, but an assertive voice. What will it give you? If you speak up for rational principles, you are going to earn a tremendous psychological benefit. You're not going to feel powerless, and you won't feel worthless. You won't have degraded yourself into living in the shadows of everyone else's life. You build confidence if you speak up, and you will discover others who feel as you do. Do you have the courage to fight for your own integrity? Here's someone who could definitely use advice. This is a question from Angela. "Hi, Dr. Kenner. I'm 17 and feeling lost, depressed, and hopeless. I don't feel like myself. I try to push away all my problems and forget them, but then I think about death. I can't control what I'm thinking. Occasionally, for a week or so, I'll feel motivated, happy, like my normal self, but then I always go back to feeling awful. Is this just because I'm a teenager? I don't feel like being with friends, and you don't want to hear my life story." Angela. Angela, sounds like when you said you feel like being a teenager, is it just because you're a teenager? It's almost like you have teenager-itis. You know, Angela, the fact that you wrote and reached out for help is phenomenal. Your moods are a red flag. Your negative moods are a red flag. Nobody worries about their positive moods. We just bathe in them and we glow in them. We love them. But the negative moods are a red flag that says, tend to me, I'm feeling depressed, you know, pay attention. And you don't want to just pay attention and say, "I'm feeling depressed, therefore I'm depressed for life." You want to pay attention and have some skills under your belt to be able to figure out what specific problems are leading to my depression, what thoughts are leading, causing me to feel depressed. And you want to learn the skills to deal with them. So cognitive therapy should absolutely be on the top of your wish list, something to-do list for today even. If you try to push your thoughts out of awareness, saying I'm depressed or I'm guilty, and you decide on a coping strategy of just grin and bear it and pretend that I'm happy, and you put on that phony smile, it's not going to work. It's going to intensify your feelings because you're trying to fake to yourself that you're not feeling upset. And as you see, it's only short-lived. You get those little bursts of energy and then you sink down again. So the solutions are, number one, look at your negative moods, you know, anxiety, feeling anxious, feeling depressed, feeling angry or sad or frustrated or guilty. Look at those and get some professional help. The first thing I would do in your case, because you've had a passing thought about death, or maybe more, you definitely want to focus on safety. If you're suicidal, ASAP, get therapy, get cognitive therapy if you can. People do need to hear your life story, and you know, when I say people, a therapist needs to hear your life story. You need them to hear it. You need to make sense of why you're feeling the way you are and to find a path out. Suicide is not a path out. It ends all paths. You want a path towards your own lightening the load for yourself, towards your own happiness. There is a wonderful book, Choosing to Live, if you're feeling that down in the dumps, by Dr. Tom Ellis and Dr. Corey Newman. That's at my website, drkenner.com. Another fabulous book, Angela, is Mind Over Mood. Now, I've been assuming that you have psychological causes to the problem. You want to definitely go to your medical doctor and rule out medical causes. Maybe it's hypothyroidism. You need to get some medication to balance it. Maybe you're a teenager. Maybe you're going through some changes that are really discombobulating. Now I want to shift and focus on the positive. You want to focus on your strength. Even if you're faking it, in that week or two where you feel motivated, happy, and like you're a normal self, Angela, what is working then? You have different self-talk. What are your strengths? Think back in time. What are your strengths? What have people told you about yourself that you're good at? What friends have you had? What friends do you enjoy? You could get another book, The Loneliness Book by Mary Ellen Copeland. Again, you can go to my website, drkenner.com, for the books I recommend, and learn how to make friends. The last point I want to make is you are going through your teenage years, and that is a discombobulating period of time for all of us, and there are lots of things to sort out, especially your identity. You want to figure out what you enjoy, what friends you want to make, what career goals, at the very beginning of what do I want to do with the rest of my life. And you don't want to just push these thoughts out of awareness. You want to learn some excellent skills. And so I recommend that. And if there are people, and if you've been through trauma, definitely get the therapy for yourself ASAP. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist. You can pick up the phone and give me a call. And even though it's not therapy, I can give you some tips to maybe change your thought paths and put them on a happier path. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
What you are looking for in a romantic soulmate is someone who will treasure you for what you value most in yourself, who has most of the qualities you cherish and enjoy on a daily basis, someone with whom you share fundamental values and who makes you feel visible. Your soulmate is a person you are strongly attracted to intellectually, emotionally, and sexually. This is true not only at the level of your conscious judgment, though that is critically important, but also at the deepest level of your subconscious, as revealed by your emotional responses. You experience it as, this is the perfect partner for me. But you will not necessarily experience these emotional responses, valid or not, after just one meeting.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.